ou, comme le dit Gary, for single women, pour les femmes célibataires. Single women, les femmes célibataires, miss, ou bien Mrs., madame, for married women, pour les femmes mariées, for married women.
Well, miss is for single women, Mrs. is for married women.
Ou encore, Ms., un mot nouveau qui est neutre et n'implique pas le statut de célibataire ou de marié à la femme en question.
Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married.
Écoutez la conversation qui suit.
Our next question is, when speaking with women in business, when should we use Miss, Mrs. or Ms.?
Well, Miss is for single women, Mrs. is for married women. Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married. I always use Ms. because with Ms. I usually don't offend people.
What do most American women in business prefer?
I believe that most American women prefer Ms.
Thank you, Gary.
Finissez la phrase. Vous allez entendre le début et vous devez terminer la phrase. Écoutez et finissez la phrase.
Some people use their first name in business, but others prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
They prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
Most American women prefer to be addressed as Ms. They prefer to be addressed as Ms.
Ms, c'est neutre.
In the past, people used to address all married women as Mrs.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Hello and welcome to lesson number 48 of English USA. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Bienvenue à la leçon numéro 48 de English USA. Aujourd'hui, nous serons en compagnie de Martin Lerner et de son fils Alan. Ils veulent acheter des chaussures et une chemise dans une boutique de vêtements pour hommes, a men's store. Vous apprendrez à décrire ce que vous voulez acheter. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
Hi, Dad. What are you doing?
Waiting for your mother and Sue.
When are they coming?
At 2:00.
You're early. Come with me.
Where?
I want to buy a pair of shoes.
Where are we going?
Right here.
What kind of shoes do you want?
I need dress shoes.
I like these shoes. Do you like this kind?
No, they're for old men.
May I help you?
I want to look at some shoes.
What color?
Black.
Do young men wear black shoes?
Sometimes.
What kind of shoes do you want? Casual shoes?
I want dress shoes, but a little casual.
He doesn't want old men's shoes.
I see. Do you like these? We have them in brown and black.
They're okay.
Let's try them for size. What size do you wear?
Size 11.
Your foot looks bigger than size 11. I'm going to bring a pair of 11.5 too. Please sit down.
Do you like these?
They look too casual.
Let's try these.
Okay.
How do they feel?
They're too small. Do you have a bigger size?
Yes, I brought a pair. Try these.
That's good. It feels good. It's just right. What size is that?
Size 12.
Size 12? Let's try something else.
Tell me what you like.
I want black shoes. I want a dress shoe to wear at night.
A little casual.
Yes, a little casual. But I don't want a heavy shoe.
This one?
No, it's too big. It looks big.
Size 12 is a big shoe.
I know, but this one looks big.
You want dress shoes that are black, a little casual, but not big and heavy.
Yes, that's right.
Do you like this shoe?
It's green.
I have black ones.
Okay, let me try that one.
Vous avez déjà appris certains mots dont on se sert pour décrire des vêtements, par exemple big, black. Notez aussi que pour les chaussures, par exemple, size 11, taille 11. I want size 11 shoes. Je veux des chaussures taille 11.
I want black shoes. I want dress shoes. I want size 11 shoes. I don't want size 12 shoes. I don't want heavy shoes. I don't want big shoes.
Répondez maintenant aux questions de Martin Lerner. Commencez par I want. Par exemple, I want shoes. Ou bien, I want black shoes. Donc, vous répondrez à ces questions. Il vous demandera, par exemple, What color of shoes do you want? Vous voulez des chaussures de quelle couleur? À ce moment-là, vous répondez I want black shoes or I want brown shoes, etc. Allez-y.
What color of shoes do you want? What kind of shoes do you want? What size shoes do you want?
Répondez aux questions qui vont suivre en disant ce que vous ne voulez pas. I don't want. Pour ce que vous voulez, rappelez-vous, I want. Pour ce que vous ne voulez pas, I don't want. Je vais vous demander, do you want casual shoes? Voulez-vous des chaussures décontractées ou plutôt ordinaires? Do you want casual shoes? À vous de répondre, I don't want casual shoes. I want dress shoes. Je ne veux pas des chaussures décontractées ou ordinaires, je veux des chaussures habillées. I want dress shoes. À votre tour.
Do you want casual shoes? Do you want heavy shoes?
May I help you? Puis-je vous aider? Vous êtes dans un magasin de chaussures? Donc, vous allez dire, I want some shoes. Ou bien, I need some shoes. J'ai besoin d'une paire de chaussures. L'assistant vous demandera sûrement, What size shoe do you wear? Vous chaussez du combien? What size shoe do you wear? Vous chaussez du combien? Vous répondrez, I wear size 10. Bien, I wear size 11. Ou bien, I wear size 12. And that's it for lesson number 48 of English USA. You're now ready to go shopping. Vous êtes prêts maintenant pour aller faire vos achats de vêtements ou de chaussures dans un shopping mall ici aux États-Unis. Practice hard, alone or with friends and family. Exercez-vous, même tout seul ou en famille et avec des amis. Until next time, goodbye.